I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another radio episode of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning series of books sharing America's story through actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lyken with his weekly On the Backlot report. For the next hour, we'll spend affectionate time with Danny Kaye. Looking back 6 decades ago, Kaye was bigger than Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and amazingly, Judy Garland. Samuel Goldwyn's studio was kept afloat by the cinematic contributions of this fine entertainer. Throughout his career, Kaye was also a sports fanatic and, frankly, the biggest philanthropist this side of Bob Hope. His name is synonymous with UNICEF. By today's standards of comedy, he's definitely an acquired taste. However, his legion of fans in the post-war era of the 1940s never missed a single frame of film he starred in. David Daniel Kaminsky learned his craft during his teenage years in the Catskills in what was known as the Borscht Belt. 2 years after he changed his name in 1935, he starred in a two-reeler called Moon Over Manhattan. This led to a series of shorts co-starring still unknown actresses as June Allison and Imogene Coca. Danny became the toast of Broadway during World War II. Goldwyn was impressed with his fast-paced tongue-twister humor, and the movie mogul decided to sign the comedian to a long-term contract. His first film for the studio was Up in Arms in 1944, which was an instant hit. Here was a funny man who also had a fine tenor singing voice. From the first movie, Danny Kaye joins Dinah Shore in Tess's Torch Song, a rousing performance on Forgotten Hollywood.
What a gal. What's lovely, mama? What a gal was Mary.
She was your best gal.
Oh, beefy daddy, what a pal was Mary.
That is, you see, what I mean is you thought she was your best gal.
She hit the Fairfax to me, Fairfax, I had a friend.
Oh, Joe, 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 the rock of Gigi brother.
He was my best friend.
Oh, so, 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 the sweetest chocolate mother.
I told my friend about my gal, cause I thought he was my best friend.
Kiss the Romo to me, Romo, that was sweet.
I was a happy man.
Welcome.
Then came the bust up, the bust up, my thrust up, the fireworks began.
You lost your gal.
Oh, murder, Jackson, blow those blues for me.
You lost your friend.
Oh, murder, murder in the first degree.
I got a feeling that something will happen.
This won't be the end. No, no, I'll find a new friend. Yes, yes, I'll find a new gal. Ho, ho, this won't be the end of me. Well, zoo, well, boo, well, well.
Step, step, step. Greetings, Gabe. How you been?
Feeling great. Give me some skin.
Looking sharp.
Sharp as a hawk.
Feeling keen.
Oh, keen as a bee.
No tears for Mary.
And dry as the prairie.
No wolf for Joe.
Oh, no, no, no.
No bitten a gray.
No, nay, nay, nay.
No busted ticker.
Ticker, ticker, slicker.
Well, toast me, Melba. Is this a fact?
Beat me, Daddy, and I'll hit you back.
Well, zoot, well, boot, well, well, all root. We're the happy, 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 and a step, step, step.
Hey, good looking.
What is the cookie?
Feeling groovy.
Groovy as a movie.
Soft and mellow.
Mellow as a cello.
Born to be my chicken.
Now I use a clicking.
No kyak, yak.
Solid jack.
Well, ration me some passion. Pitch me some woo.
On the button, glutton. Smackaroo.
Well, grill me lamb chop. Well, all right.
What me, Mama? Cause it's Saturday night.
Well, zoot, well, boot, well, well, all root. We're the happy, 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 and step, step, step.
Hee-de-doo-doo-da-ba-dee.
Hee-de-doo-doo-da-ba-dee.
Hum, hum.
Hee. 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 que t'as ça, oh là qui m'a.
Aux gens sont plus au quel fromage.
Aux gens sont plus au quel fromage.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and today we're exploring the career of Danny Kaye. Two fateful decisions made by Sam Goldwyn secured Kaye's success. First, the comedian's motion pictures were shot in fabulous Technicolor. Like Esther Williams, the magic of color suited Danny Kaye's talent. Second, he was fortuitously paired with Virginia Mayo. The actress most likely owes her lasting career for this casting decision. Her hard-boiled personality and beautiful blonde hair was stunning. She had a small role in Up in Arms, and it was clear that chemistry existed between both actors. Mayo was immediately elevated to Kaye's co-star in their next four films. Wonder Man is his forgotten masterpiece, and he played duo roles. What followed were The Kid from Brooklyn and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. The latter picture provided musical segments cementing Kaye's screen personality. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
I design women's hats. Et je le prends sur toi, je le baisse sur toi, un plaid sur ta croix. Oh, man, n'est-ce que tu la croix, sur soi, en sorte que c'est trop. Oh, magnifique, oh, moi, je le prends sur toi, c'est l'air. You are no longer with us. I'm Anatole of Paris, I shriek with chic. My act of the week cause six divorces, three runaway offices. I'm Anatole of Paris, the hats I sell make husbands yell. Is that the hat or a two-room flat? Voilà que la drone, cette fois, je laisse te rompleur. Oh, prune d'où c'est tout l'intérêt. Parleur, bedroom, basse. Let me get my paw on a little piece of straw, and voila! A chapeau! At $60 a throw. It's how I pull and chew on the little things I do. Like placing yards of lacing or a bicycle built for two on it. The little ones, the big ones, the satin by a big ones, the foolish ones that perch, and the ghoulish ones that lurch. The one called Moonlit Menace, designed for a night in Venice, a little bow and a little osolario. I'm Anatole of Paris, I must design, I'm just like wine. I go to your head. Give me thread and a needle. I itch, I twitch to stitch. I'm a glutton for cutting, for putting with the button. Two step and plug, nip and tuck, fix and trim, crown that brim, tote that bud, lift that veil. And why do I sew each new chapeau with a style they must look positively grim in? Strictly between us, entre nous, I hate women.
Now comes the first movement. Presto vivace, argumento molto, contabile molto, cioccolo molto. And we have the first theme, which is naturally played on the first fiddle. Bing, 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 bing. This represents a young girl which is living with her wicked guardian, who is a French horn. Paro, paro, paro. Now this young girl, bing, 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 who is a beautiful girl, bing, 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 and her wicked guardian, paro, 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 live all alone on a farm, and all she has for company are a hen, and a dog. And a nanny goat. At this point in the symphony, along comes a handsome young trumpet. And when he clasps his eyes on this young girl, his heart goes... This is Czechoslovakian for thumping. And he gets so excited that he has a solo passage. Which brings us to the second movement. And the fiddle is happy. And the trumpet is happy. And suddenly, out stalks the French horn. The little fiddle is so putrefied, her bridge falls out. And the trumpet says... But the French horn is very objectionable to this. When the trumpet blows his top. Shut up! Now I know who you are. You are not the French horn at all. That paro had me fooled for a while, but gave you away. You are a German glockenspiel in disguise, beyond the doubt. Wanted by the police for drowning 12 little fiddles out. The glockenspiel tries to escape to his flat, but the animals are too sharp for him. Ow, in the leg. Ow, in the neck. Ow, in the face. Ow, in the other place. The glockenspiel is tacked, his escape they are foiling, so he jumps into a kettle drum, which is boiling. Boiling. Hooray, the bad old glockenspiel is dead. Happy little trumpet are wed.
Symphony for the Unstrung Tongue and Anatole of Paris from The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Here's a couple of rarely heard recordings from The Danny Kaye Show on CBS Radio beginning in 1945. By 1947, he would occasionally appear on his program, and only if it didn't interfere with his post-war USO vaudeville tour.
Folks, here's a story about beneath a moocher. She was the low-down hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest and the toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale.
Hi-di-hi-di-hi.
Hi-di-hi-di-hi.
Hi-hi-di-hi-di-hi.
Oulez à ce peur.
Oulez à ce peur.
Ouvrez la fenêtre, j'ai-ou-ça.
Ouvrez la fenêtre, j'ai-ou-ça.
She messed around with the King of Sweden. He gave her every little thing that she could see. He gave her $1 million and nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them a million times. Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi,
hadi,
hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, East it is Chevina.
Light us all low or lucky cow.
Light us all low or lucky cow.
Ilya Oto Isa.
Ilya Oto Isa.
Ole ole.
Ole ole.
Ole ole ole.
Ole ole ole.
He he.
He he.
Reap. Give him the gap, but swallow the gap, and give him the gap, but say, and give him the gap, 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 and
everybody's heard of Peter Piper and the peck of pickled peppers that he picked. That's such a silly, simple children's game, it hasn't even got a name. But I'd like to bet that it'll trip you, like to bet you that you'll have to say you're licked. If Peter Piper you pronounce were these, then twist your tongue around these. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he knows his toes ain't roses, and Moses supposes his toes to be.
That's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till a word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Kissel will whistle at busty Miss Russell, who rustle and bustle till Kissel will roar. So Russell asked Axel for Kissel's dismissal, and this'll teach Kissel to whistle no more.
That's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till you twist your tongue.
Tito and Toto were tattooed in Toto, but Toto was only tattooed on his toe. So Toto told Tito where Toto was tattooed, but Tito said Toto's tattoo wouldn't show. Theta thought Thora was thumping her thimble, but Thomas thought Thora was thumping a drum. Said Theta, if Thora's not thumping her thimble, I think that she surely is thumping her thumb.
It's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Charlie is cherry when choosing his cheeses, and cheese is a challenge when Charlie arrives. But Charlie is charming and chooses a cheddar, then chills it and chips it and chops in some chives. Hedda is hoping to hop to Tahiti to hack a hibiscus to hang on her hat. Now, Hedda has hundreds of hats in her hat rack, so how can her hop to Tahiti help that? Snobby Miss Nora is sniffing a snuffer. The snuff has no sniff and it makes Nora sneeze. When Snide Alice Norton hears Nora sneezing, she snappily snorts Nora sneezing a breeze. Sheila is selling her shop at the seashore, for shops at the seashore are so to lose. Now she's not so sure of what she should be selling. Should Sheila sell seashells or should she sell shoes?
Tom Twister, and seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist.
Twister for Twistle was trying to whistle, but Twister for twisted his tongue.
Forgotten Hollywood is honoring the immensely talented Danny Kaye. His radio show featured a stellar cast, including Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, and his bandleader, Harry James. By 1948, Virginia Mayo was now a star in her own right, appearing in The Best Years of Our Lives and White Heat. She co-starred one final time with Kaye in A Song Is Born, which was a remake of the Gary Cooper, Barbara Stanwyck vehicle, Ball of Fire. Danny Kaye didn't miss a beat. He next appeared in The Inspector General and On the Riviera with Gene Tierney. And when he did return to radio, musical hits followed. Kaye was at the zenith of his career. Let me provide frenetic examples on Forgotten Hollywood.
Bye. First you put your two knees close up tight. You swing 'em to the left and then you swing 'em to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light. And then you twist around with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out and then you bring it back. That's what I call balling the jack.
Oh, don't do me that way. Listen to that man go. He's crazy. I swear he's crazy.
Oh, dim.
Now follow me closely, real close on this one, and do me after me.
First you put your two knees close up tight. Real close. Swing 'em to the left and then you swing 'em to the right.
Oh, you're delicious.
Step around the floor, kind of nice and light. And then you twist around with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out and then you bring it back. That's what I call ball and the jack.
Good morning, Mr. Chatterbox. I'd love to stop and chatter, But in 6 7/8 minutes I must meet with the Mad Hatter, the Mad, 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 Mad Hatter. We must chat about a very important matter. I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why, you see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. I'm off to see the Queen of Hearts, who lives up in the palace. And the very moment I'm through with her, I've got a date with Alice. I can't be late for Alice, or the Queen of Hearts who lives up in the palace. I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why, you see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. I'm late, I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why, you see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Goodbye.
This is Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm sharing rare cinematic and radio gems from Danny Kaye. When the comedian recorded the popular tune from Disney's Alice in Wonderland in 1951, Samuel Goldwyn had an epiphany. He assigned Kay the lead role in Hans Christian Andersen, a really big budget musical. The Danish cobbler and storyteller was vividly brought to life in words and song. A huge film then, it's today an almost forgotten Hollywood afterthought.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall. Though you're no bigger than my thumb.
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 Sweet Thumbelina, don't be glum.
Don't be glum.
Now, now, now. Come, come, come.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Than my toe.
Than my toe.
Other than my toe.
Than my toe.
Other than my toe.
Than my toe.
Sweet Thumbelina, keep that glow.
Keep that glow.
And you'll grow, and you'll grow, and you'll grow. Oh, Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing.
Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
There once was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown. And the other birds in so many words said, get out of town. Get out. Get out. Get out of town. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack in a flurry of eiderdown. That poor little ugly duckling went wandering far and near. But at every place they said to his face, now,
get out of here. Get out, get out, get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. All through the winter time he hid himself away, ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter in his lonely clump of weed, till a flock of swans spied him there and very soon agreed, "You're a very fine swan indeed." A swan? Me a swan? Ah, go on. And he said, "Yes, you're a swan. Take a look at yourself in the lake and you'll see." And he looked and he saw and he said, "I am a swan. Whee! I'm not such an ugly duckling. No feathers, all stubby and brown. For in fact, these birds in so many words said, the best in town. The best, the best, the best in town. Not a quack, not a waddle or a quack, but a glide and a whistle and a snowy white back. And a head so noble and a heart. Say, who's an ugly duckling? Not I."
An interesting side note in the legacy of Hans Christian Andersen, Danny Kaye was knighted by Queen Marguerite II of Denmark in 1983 for his 1952 portrayal. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Probably go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigold. Seems to me you'd stop and say how beautiful they are.
see how beautiful they are.
When we come back to Forgotten Hollywood, the 1950s are wonderful, wonderful to Danny Kaye. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, friendly old girl of town.
Neath her tavern light on this merry night,
let us clink and drink one down to wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, salty old queen of the sea.
Once I sailed away, but I'm home today,
singing Copenhagen, wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen for me.
I sail up the Skaggy Rack and sail down the Kattegat, through the harbor and up to the quay. And there she stands waiting for me with a welcome so warm and so gay.
Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen. Copenhagen, friendly old girl of the town.
Neath her tavern light on this merry night,
let us drink and drink one down to wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, salty old queen of the sea.
Once I sailed away, but I'm home today,
singing Copenhagen, wonderful world.
Hans Christian Andersen received a number of Oscar nominations. Danny Kaye's performance led to his casting in the biggest films of his career. Ironically, the producers of White Christmas weren't considering Kaye for the second billed role behind Bing Crosby. That honor went to Fred Astaire. After the Hoofer refused doing the part, it was offered to Donald O'Connor, fresh from his success in Singing in the Rain, and a bigger musical than Andersen. When O'Connor developed an illness, Kaye was considered. He said yes, and the rest is history, documented here on Forgotten Hollywood.
The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. Dancing soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet.
If by chance their cheeks should meet
while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance. Proving that the best things happen while you dance.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and we're focusing on a personal favorite film icon of mine. Yes, Steve Guzman, Mr. Danny Kaye. In a few minutes, you'll find out that my partner, Gary Lycan, agrees with my assessment. Before that, and with all due modesty, a love for challenging my talents with the art of tongue twisters was never more apparent than when I enjoyed Danny Kaye's routine made famous in The Court Jester. You have to remember, the pellet with the poison is in the vessel with the pestle, the chalice with the palace has the brew that is true. While I re-engage my own tongue, let's enjoy a tune from the 1959 Danny Kaye motion picture, The Five Pennies, on Forgotten Hollywood.
Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby in ragtime. You can tell the Sandman is on his way by the way that they play. As still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight hush, so you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away to dreamland. High above the moon you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby, don't you cry, my baby. Sleepy time is nigh, won't you rock me to a ragtime lullaby? Won't you play the music good so the cradle night can rock to a lullaby
to
in ragtime? Sleepy hands
sleep
are creeping to the
tight
end of the clock. Play a lullaby
dream your
in
troubles
ragtime
away.
You can tell the Sandman
good
is
night
on the way.
In spite
the
of any sorrow
they play,
there's
as
a brand
still as the trill of a thrush
day
in a twilight hush.
Tomorrow,
so you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away.
All
to
your
dreamland
dreams will come true.
High above the moon, you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby. Don't you cry, my baby. Sleepy time is nigh, won't you
rock
me to a ragtime lullaby?
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 oh. I say O-M, O-M-A, O-M-A-L, O-M-A-L-L-E-Y, oh really? No O'Malley. Sandy Koufax, oh my Drysdale Maury. Wills, I love you so. And we defy, defy the J-I, J-I-N, J-I-N-T, J-I-N-T-S, Giants! Play ball! Orlando Cepeda is at bat with the bases jammed. Orlando Cepeda with a wham, bam. He hit a grand slam in the very first inning, but it's only the beginning. In the third, like a fight, we get two on and away. Then fairly hits into a double play. Here comes Big Frank Howard, yes siree. Boy, what a swing! Strike three. O-D-M-B, O-D-M-B-U, B-U-M, B-U-M-S. Them bums, them bums, them dry bums. Oh, they may be bums, but they're my bums. Top of the fifth, say hey Willie Mays. Hits a three-bagger down the right field line, but he's out trying to stretch it to a homer as Roseboro tags him on the bottom of the spine with a crack you can hear all the way back up to San Francisco. Open your hospital! Inning six, Maury Wills draws a walk in the coach's box. Leo DeRocher, Leo DeRocher starts to wiggle and to twitch. A signal? No, an itch. Go, Maury, go, Maury, go, go, go. Maury goes, the catcher throws right from the solar plexus. At the bag, he beats the tag, that mighty little waif. And umpire Conlon cries, you're out! Out? Out? Down in the dugout, Alston glowers. Up in the booth, Vince Scully frowns. Out in the stands, O'Malley grins. Attendance, 50,000. And what does O'Malley do? Arch! Bottom of the ninth, four to nothing, last chance, push the button. Oh, we're pleading, begging on our knees. Come on, you Flatbush refugees. Maury Wills at bat, hit it for me once. Stu Miller throws, Maury bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball and Hiller covers first. Haller runs to back up Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Maury! Gilliam up. Miller grunts. Miller throws. Gilliam bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball and Hiller covers first. Haller runs to back up Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Conlon! Willie Davis gets a hit and Tommy does the same. Here comes Mr. Howard with a chance to win the game. Hit it once. Big Frank bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball. So does Hiller. So does Miller. Miller hollers. Hiller. Hiller hollers. Miller. Haller hollers. Hiller points to Miller with his fist. And that's the Miller Hiller Haller Hallelujah twist. The Davis score, it's 4-4. Howard's still running the bases. From second to third, it's almost absurd. Amazement on everyone's faces. He's heading for home. He hasn't a chance. The poor nut is going to be dead. But the ball hits him right in the seat of his pants. And he scores. That's using your head. So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart. Oh, heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bombs, ooh, them bombs.
An avid lover of baseball, Danny Kaye eventually owned the Seattle Mariners in the 1970s.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Back Lot.
where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio back lot. I'm here in the Academy Library looking at the Goldwyn Archives, so let's tiptoe through the treasure trove to tune in to the timeless humor of David Daniel Kaminsky. Sometimes the humor may not have been intentional, but it definitely set the stage for Danny Kaye, the entertainer. For instance, he was an errand boy for a dentist, but he got fired for using the dentist drill for carving wood. Next, he was an auto appraiser for an insurance company. That is, until he sent a client a check for $40,000 instead of $4,000. Oops. I really want to be a surgeon, but obviously anyone who is a cut-up needs a larger audience. He moved on to vaudeville. In 1934, he was part of a 75-person troupe spending 6 months in China. In Osaka, there was a hurricane. But, you know, the show must go on. So he held a flashlight to his face while singing all the songs he could think of. How do you do double talk in a foreign language? Manny spoke about Kaye's career on stage, in movies, and radio, but he also had a successful TV career. Starting in 1960, he did 3 annual specials. The third one featured Lucille Ball. In it, Ball and Kaye did a pantomime sketch on visiting restaurants. In a Japanese restaurant routine, Lucy's skirt is too tight for her to be able to sit on the floor, so she slides under the table. Now, neither of them can figure out the correct way to use chopsticks. I can relate. So their noodles end up all over the table. Finally, in desperation, Kaye uses his chopstick as a pool cue and shoots a kumquat into Lucy's waiting mouth. Seriously, I kid you not. This, of course, led to a TV series that began on September 25th, 1963, and ran 4 years. It was taped on a Saturday to air the following Wednesday at 10 p.m. with no retakes. In the first show, he did Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as it might be done in My Fair Lady, West Side Story, and The Music Man. In the My Fair Lady sketch with Kaye playing Professor Higgins, he said, "The aim of the game is mainly to complain." Reviews are positive, with critic Brooks Atkinson saying, "Talent outranks material." Sadly, though, Kaye did less and less of his double talk and specialty numbers and concentrated on singing. But by 1967, the format was wearing thin and the format got stale. It ended June 7, 1967, and Kaye devoted more time to his passions, including but not limited to baseball, ping pong, and learning to fly. If you were to go back and look at the January 1967 issue of Popular Science magazine, you would see it profiling Kaye as an accomplished pilot of multi-engine planes, and he was qualified to instrument fly. Kaye wrote the article. He talked about flying jet planes, and typically for Kaye, he told how he took a test with a liverwurst sandwich in his pocket. Listening to all that radio jargon coming from ground control probably inspired a few more double talk routines. That's Danny Kaye, flying high. Just imagine if Kaye had played a cameo role in the classic comedy movie called Airplane. I can see the comedy chaos now. By the way, Manny, did you know Danny was not a natural redhead as many people believed? He, in fact, was blonde, and Samuel Goldwyn suggested to him to dye his hair. He kept it reddish orange for the rest of his career. And it's often forgotten, he hosted for 4 years the CBS television airing of MGM's The Wizard of Oz. One of his last appearances was in 1984 as Grand Marshal of the Pasadena Rose Parade. Quite a career, an amazing life. Back to you, Manny. Let me thank you, Gary, for your astute tour. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, it's time for your tongue twisters lesson. And the blood running out of your cheeks won't stop us from our tutorial. As we enjoy Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton from A Song Is Born, let me remind you that Danny Kaye enjoyed a four-decade relationship with UNICEF. As their ambassador, he was eventually honored by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences with the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award. He was also posthumously presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Ronald Reagan in 1987. UNICEF's New York Visitor Center is named to honor Danny Kaye, a great actor and a great man. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget, I'm Manny Pacheco.
I have put a pellet of poison in one of the vessels.
Which one?
The one with the figure of a pestle.
The vessel with the pestle?
Yes, but you don't want the vessel with the pestle. You want the chalice from the palace.
I don't want the vessel with the pestle. I want the chalice from the what?
The chalice from the palace.
Hmm?
It's a little crystal chalice with the figure of a palace.
Does the chalice from the palace have the pellet with the poison?
No, the pellet with the poison's in the vessel with the pestle.
Oh, the pestle with the vessel.
The vessel with the pestle.
What about the palace from the chalice?
Not the palace from the chalice. The chalice from the palace.
Where's the pellet with the poison?
In the vessel with the pestle.
Don't you see? The pellet with the poison's in the vessel with the pestle.
The chalice from the palace has the brew of it. It's true.
So easy. I can say it.
Well, then you fight him.
Listen carefully. The pellet with the poison's in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew of it. It's true.
Oh, the pellet with the poison's in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew of it. It's true.
Good man.
Just remember that.